Re. Letter. Mistaken beliefs, misinformation in climate change debate. It was a welcome relief to read the letter and to know that I was not alone in the climate change alarm and brainwashing madness. 25,000 years ago, there was 3 kilometers of ice above our heads, right here in Mountain View, not to mention the rest of Canada, but somehow, now that it's gone, it has been related to human activity. We have been coming out of an ice age and it is still ongoing. I don't think it makes sense to think that the Earth will stop warming should we be able to attain net zero emissions. The climate has been changing on this planet since the day it was born, most of it far more dramatic than what we are experiencing now. Did you know that during the 1840s it was warmer than it is now? And that from 1940 to 1970 temperatures actually went down. Environmental groups no longer publish these charts and information. They used to until they realized it didn't align with their narrative or bank accounts. Yes, environmentalism is big business. Taxes on fossil fuels for transport of everything and everybody and increasing inflation at an alarming rate are not climate change strategies, they are money grabs, plain and simple. It just happens that the environmental narrative fits when the government wants to extract more money from us. There is a ton of science and a lot of highly regarded scientists that have and show science that shows that the environmentalists are misled. But these scientists and their science are marginalized, they lose their positions, income and more. An interesting read is State of Fear by Michael Crichton. It is a fictional story based on real facts, facts that the environmentalists would rather you not know. See pages 105 to 115 and 459 to 487 to substantiate my claims above. It is also useful to Google Axial Progression by Milutin Milankovic. Greg Murphy. Carstairs.